podcast recording. Good morning, Dolly. All right, everyone's starting to roll in here. Good morning, everyone. Okay, so let's talk about the last 2 weeks. We talked 2 weeks ago about how what you are radiating out is what you're attracting in. So you're in essence like a magnet, right? Whatever you are focusing on, thinking about, whatever your attitude is, whatever your demeanor is, however you're carrying yourself, whatever you are stewing on, if you are holding on to stuff, whatever all that is that's going on with you on the daily, whatever conversations you're having with yourself, whatever are your prevailing attitudes, routines, habits, all of that is where you're radiating, right? You're radiating out that, which means you are attracting that back to you because you're like a magnet. So whatever you, wherever you're vibing, you're putting that out and it's coming back to you, okay? So just think of yourself as a really super powerful magnet, and then whatever you are putting out there, radiating, we're going to call it. And 2 weeks ago when we were talking, I reminded people of those old radiators in old houses, and you know, when the heat would come on, you would walk by it and you could definitely feel the heat. It was definitely radiating out heat. So that's what your attitudes, behaviors, thoughts, feelings, all of that, you are radiating that out and it's coming back to you as you're radiating it out. So wherever you're holding yourself on the daily is what you're getting back and creating more of. So that was our conversation 2 weeks ago. And if you want to listen to more about that in detail, go back and watch Coffee Chat from 2 weeks ago. Then last week we talked about creating a clean slate and creating a vacuum and getting rid of all of the attitudes and behaviors and stuff that you no longer want that's no longer serving you. So that was our conversation as we get into spring about spring cleaning, not only your house and your surroundings, but also your mind, your attitudes. Maybe there's people that you kind of want to spring clean out of your life. We talked about all of that and we called it creating a clean slate. It's also called creating a vacuum because, of course, your new good and the new attitudes and the new behaviors, all of that stuff can't come to you unless you make room for it. So you got to get rid of all the stuff that's not working and bring in all of the new good. So you've got to create a vacuum for it. You have to create an empty space for it to land. This morning, we're going to go one step further, and we're going to talk about getting definite about what you want. You've got to get definite about your prosperity and your good and the life that you want to create. And when I say definite, I mean really, really detailed, definite, writing it down, making a plan. We are actually going to create, I'm going to create for you a blueprint kind of worksheet, which I hope to create this week and have up online as a free downloadable, because the next 2 weeks, this week and next week, we're going to talk about getting definite about what you want for your future and then actually creating it and imaging it into being, like being able to picture it for yourself and some different ways to do that. So this is sort of a two-part conversation about getting definite in regards to your good and the life that you want. So our whole theme here with practical change and the triangle is creating the life that you want instead of the one that you're settling for. So most of us just go along in life and we kind of take what comes to us and we do the best that we can with that. And oftentimes we think that's as good as it gets. And that isn't true. You can actually create whatever it is that you want. Good morning, Lynn Marie. But you have to be willing to do the work. And it is work. And we continue to talk about that there's no easy button to do it, that you have to be willing to do the work. You have to be willing to put in the time to get the result that you want. So getting definite about what you want is first writing it down. If you can't actually write it down like a plan, you wouldn't build a house with no plans, right? You wouldn't build a house with no blueprint. You wouldn't probably set off on a cross-country trip with no plan, no directions, no map, no GPS. You wouldn't put an addition on your house without having an architect draw you a set of plans that the construction people could then follow, right? So what makes you think that you can conduct your life without some kind of a plan? And most people, you know, they might have a plan in their mind, like, oh, in 3 months I would like this to happen, or this year I'd like to get this done. And some people write that down as goals, like, oh, my goals for this month, or my goals for... This is a little bit different. This is actually making yourself a blueprint, a plan for your life the way that you want it to be. Getting really definite about some different things, okay? Getting definite about what are the habits that you want to have. And in order to do this exercise, I think it's good to start with 3 to 6 months. So start with, you like, either do a 3 month plan or do a 6 month plan, whatever feels comfortable to you. And then as we talk a little bit more, we'll go into like a 1 year plan and a 5 year plan and a 10 year plan. But let's get you started on something smaller. So a 3 to 6 month blueprint is what we're talking about creating. And I've encouraged you all to get yourself a notebook for these coffee chat shows so that you can start to follow along and make notes for yourself, because this work, these classes, in essence, are we're following along and they're building on each other and going forward. So it's great if you have a notebook so you can make notes for yourself and make points of interest, you know, to jot down so you can think about these things. Because without doing the work, you're not going to get any result. And that's the thing. I'm giving my time for free. Tracy's on here. She's giving her time for free. Good morning, Pamela. Pamela, you need to do this. You need to write down your plan. A couple of my clients are on here watching, and I'm trying to get them to do this as well. So I'm giving you my time for free, and usually people charge for a class. I'm not charging for this, but I am encouraging you to work with what I'm telling you, because if you don't do anything with what I'm telling you, it's not going to work for you. And it's a nice thing to watch on Saturday morning maybe, but so what? If you don't do anything with it, if you don't get yourself a notebook, if you don't write stuff down, it doesn't do any good, okay? So for those of you that are just jumping on, Mary, Pam, a couple other people, we're talking about the third piece of the conversation that we've been having for the last several weeks, which is to get definite about what you want. And what I'm suggesting is that you begin by creating a 3 to 6 month plan for your life. Like a blueprint. Get very specific. What are the habits that you want to have and manifest? What are the thoughts that you want to be thinking? What kind of actions do you want to be taking? What do you want to weigh? What do you want your day to look like? How do you want to be presenting yourself? What do you want to be driving? What are the items that you want to manifest? What are the situations that you want to manifest? What is the income level that you want to manifest? What are the outcomes in certain situations that you want to see manifested? If you can't get definite about what you want, if you can't put it to paper and really plan it out, and I want you to plan this out with the meticulousness that you would use if you were an architect planning to build an addition on your home, or planning to build your dream house, okay? If you hired an architect to do that for you, they wouldn't just take 5 minutes and write down, oh, it's going to be a 3-bedroom, 2-bathroom house and this much square feet and, you know, the kitchen's going to be this big. No, every room has to be drawn out, every doorway, every window, every measurement. It's meticulous when you create a blueprint to build something. You should create, I hate to should, it's advisable to create a plan for your life that is as meticulously thought out as an architectural blueprint for building something. You have one life here on this planet, as far as I know. And you ought to make the most of it, Because, you know, once you're done, you're done. Once we're out, we're out. So you have one opportunity to make this work for you. And irregardless of what your past is and your past story and your past history, it doesn't matter. What matters is right now, in this moment, it's either day one or one day, right? So this is day one, or it could have been day one if you started watching 3 weeks ago. You have the ability to create the life that you want. You have to be willing to do the work. Most people will not take the time to sit down with a notebook and meticulously write out a plan every 3 to 6 months for how they want their life to be. If you can't even spend the time to write out a plan, how the hell do you think you're going to manifest it? You can either fly by the seat of your pants, accepting whatever comes your way, very reactively, or you can be proactive and responsive and get a notebook and write out a plan. What do you want your life to look like in 3 months or 6 months? Depending on what you're comfortable with. I am suggesting that you start with this small scope of time called 3 to 6 months. What are the habits? What are the thoughts? What are the actions? What are the items that you want to manifest? What are the situations that you want to manifest? What is the income that you want to manifest? What are the outcomes that you want to manifest? And as you're going through this process, spend 15 minutes a day reviewing this plan and revising it. Because to write the plan and then to put the notebook away and not look at it anymore does you not a damn bit of good. So this is like an active, living, breathing blueprint of your life and the way you want your life to be. This is you getting very definite about what you want to create and being very meticulous about the detail of it all. Okay, what are the habits, the thoughts, the actions, the items that you want to manifest, the situations that you want to manifest, the income level that you want to be at, the outcomes you want to see happen? And working with this plan daily for 15 minutes, every day for 15 minutes, taking at least 15 minutes of your life, sitting down with a cup of coffee or whatever, drink of choice, and reviewing it. And it's like a living, breathing manifestation list, right? But it's a little bit more definite because on a manifestation list, often we're just listing outcomes or items. But I really want you to get, if you can't get definite about this, you really don't have any hope of creating it for yourself. You've got to be able to language and be definite about what you want. And in that process about what you want, this will help you circle back to what we talked about last week, how you want to create a clean slate. Because as you start to list out the items that you want, you can think about what are the items around you that you don't want that you still need to get rid of. Or as you start to list out the actions that you want to take and the habits that you want to cultivate, you can think about what habits you have right now that you want to get rid of, that you want to dump. Okay? So it's like you wouldn't go and it's like the rotting fridge is the best scenario for the kind of the clean slate conversation, right? Because if there was food rotting in your refrigerator, you wouldn't go buy a bunch of new food and pack it into your clean refrigerator. Good morning, Pam. We have a new Pam who just stumbled upon us this morning. Nice to see you. You wouldn't do that, right? If you had a dirty, gross refrigerator that was filled with rotten food, you wouldn't go to the grocery store, spend a couple $100, come home, and put all the fresh food in the disgusting refrigerator. I mean, right? Not if you were a functioning adult. You would not do that. You would clean the refrigerator first. So this is where last week's conversation, and I encourage you, if you're just joining us or you're just finding us or you're just happening upon us, good morning, Anita, I suggest that you go back. So we've been at this new body of work that I'm talking about, which is this practical change triangle. And we've been in this conversation for, this is our third week. So if you go back to a week ago and then a week ago, you can find, you can follow along with these classes in practical change in this triangle. Okay. So, you have to create a clean slate and a vacuum. But the first step, going back 2 weeks ago now, is you have to see, you have to determine where you're at. You have to figure out where the hell your set point is, right? You know, like if you're doing cardio or working with a trainer, they'll ask you what your resting, ask you to get your resting heart rate. It's like you've got to get your resting set point. Like when you wake up in the morning or you're just sitting and nothing's going on, where are you radiating from? Are you angry? Are you annoyed? Are you joyful? Are you pissed off? Like, what is your set point? Because it's your set point that creates what you're attracting. Okay, so that was our conversation 2 weeks ago. So that's like building block one. Building block two is going from knowing where you're radiating out and what your set point of attracting in is, and then determining what the hell needs to be cleaned out. Like, what is holding you back? What attitudes? What is your space messy? Is your office a mess? Is your car a mess? Is your kitchen a mess? Do you have dirty drawers and things that you need to clean out? Closets? All that stuff takes your energy. If your house is a shithole and is a mess, I promise you that even though you think it's not bothering anything, you're not able to really create a wonderful future for yourself living in the middle of a pigsty. It doesn't work like that. You've got to be willing to clean out not only the stuff and the junk and the things that are no longer serving you, but the stuff in your head that's no longer serving you. And the behaviors and the attitudes that you're doing and the routines, all of these things, you have to be willing to take a hard look at this stuff to see what needs to be changed or what needs to be cleansed or cleaned out, all right? Once you do those first two steps, we're now into this third step called get definite about what I want. Ask yourself the question, what do I want? If you could create anything for your life in the next 3 to 6 months, what the hell does that look like? And write it down. Write it down. What does it look like? What are you driving? Who are you hanging out with? What are you doing on the daily? What does a day look like for you? What are you wearing? How are you dressing? How are you showing up for people? What are your thoughts? What are the items that you want to manifest in? What are the situations that you want to come to you? Good morning, Erica. What are the outcomes that you want to manifest? Get very specific about this. And then work with this plan. I'm going to call it a blueprint. We're going to call it your practical change blueprint. And I want you to work with that 15 minutes a day. So write it down. It's a plan in progress, right? So you're making a 3 to 6 month plan, and it's going to be progressive because every day when you look at it, you might make a change or a tweak, or as you manifest something in, you'll cross that off and maybe add something else. So this is a very much like a living, breathing document, really. It's a living, breathing blueprint for your life. And if you can't take 15 minutes out of your day to create and plan for the future that you want, then you're not going to be able to manifest it, because it takes work to manifest the life that you want for yourself. And if you're willing to do the work, I am living, breathing evidence that it works and that you absolutely, positively can manifest the life that you want. I have been bankrupt and broke as shit and a single mom for 18 years, and I am on the other side of all of that. And the way that I did it was I worked these principles and tools that I'm telling you. I worked them every day. I still do it. I spend an hour and a half every morning on working on creating the life that I want for myself and my future. an hour and a half. I know everybody doesn't have an hour and a half. I'm not even asking you for that. That's me practicing since I was 12. I'm going to be 54 this year. I spend an hour and a half a day. I'm asking you just to spend 15 minutes. Okay? 15 minutes is nothing. You can find the 15 minutes. Get up 15 minutes earlier if you need to. Because when you start working with this list every morning, daily, or do it at night if you have to, it's going to start to expand your mind and expand the possibility that you see for yourself. See, possibility does exist, but you have to be willing to open up to seeing it. Because when you walk around like this, you can only see what's in there. So you have to open that, you have to expand that for yourself. Because solutions are out there and they want to find you, but you have to be open to receiving them. You have to be understanding of where your set point is, and you have to be willing to raise that set point so that you can start to attract the future that you want for yourself. This isn't a mystery to get the life that you want. It's called work. It's called hard work. And there's no seminar that you can take or book that you're going to read or anything that's going to quick fix this, okay? It isn't. And a lot of what's missing out there in a lot of this, you know, in a lot of the self-help work, what's missing is someone telling you, like, look, there's no easy button. There's no easy way around this. You have to put the time in. You have to put the discipline in. You have to practice. For as much as you go around complaining in the day, you've got to be able to catch yourself. You have to be able to devote a piece of your day to the way that you want things to be in order to make them come to you that way. It's not rocket science. It's not magic. It's not a mystery. It's called consistency, hard work, and discipline. And most people don't want to do it. I promise you, they don't. Which is why most people are unhappy in their lives. You create your own happiness. You create your own circumstances. You create what comes to you. You can't control other people, but you can very much be in control of how you respond to what's happening. Okay. So that's pretty much the message I have for you this morning. I want you to start getting definite about, good morning, Angela, getting definite about your prosperity blueprint, your practical change blueprint, making a definite plan for your life for the next 3 to 6 months. Also, I'm toying with the idea of doing a leadership intensive, which I would only take 12 people into, and we would start out with a weekend in person in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. So I'm thinking about that, and you'd have to email us if you're interested, and then either Tracy or I would need to have a conversation with you. So I'd only be looking for people that really, really, really want to change their lives and go from point A to point B. You'd be responsible for your own travel arrangements and your own hotel. And we'd probably be at the AC Hotel in downtown Portsmouth. I'm thinking a meet and greet on a Friday night, an intensive workshop day on Saturday, and then a breakfast on Sunday morning, leaving you folks to be able to exit at about 11 so you can get to airports and whatnot. Portsmouth, New Hampshire is close to the Manchester Airport and the Boston Logan Airport. It's really easy to get in and out of. It's about an hour outside of Boston. I'm thinking the weekend would be $499 with a $200 deposit down, and I would only take 12 people. And you have to email me if you're interested. So anyway, that's, I'm just an idea that I'm thinking of. We'll see. I'll mention it for the next few weeks. I'm thinking August 19, 20, and 21. This is just an idea that came to me this morning. It occurs to me that there are some of you that would like to really get from point A to point B in an intensive way And trust me, spending a day and a half with me in person will definitely move things in your life. Of that, I can assure you. I have not worked personally like that in person with people in a very long time. I'm thinking that it's time to maybe do it again. So I'm throwing that out there. So for any of you that are watching this live or you watch the replay and it's something that you are interested in talking about, feel free to email me. So we'll just see where we get with that. I encourage you to go back and watch 2 weeks ago and last week and then rewatch this. Get your notebook. Figure out where you're radiating out at, what you're attracting back. Figure out what you need to do to create a clean slate for yourself. And then start getting definite about your plan for your life, making a 3 to 6 month plan. You can find out everything you need to know about us at revealingleaders.com. And I will see you guys next Saturday morning. We'll say goodbye to our podcast.